Please be seated. May I speak in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I am very grateful to Martin and to Jane and to Tricia to help me, because we'll have some images to look at on the screen. Now, like all South African school leavers in the early 1970s, I was compelled to do a year's national service in the armed forces. I soon learned that you never raise your hand to volunteer for anything. The first and last time I did put up my hand, I was pulled to pick up discarded litter around 10 barrack buildings. In today's sermon, I would invite you to consider examples of people who responded to God when God asked them to volunteer for a task. Some objected, some said no, and some said, "Here I am, Lord." Consider Isaiah, whom we heard about in today's Old Testament reading. God needed a prophet for a task related to the Jewish people. When approached, Isaiah tells the Lord that he was not the person for the task. "Woe is me, I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips and live among a people of unclean lips. Yet my eyes have seen the Lord of hosts." In this fresco that we will see shortly, by the 18th century Italian painter Giovanni Tiepolo, Tiepolo depicts how the Lord remedied Isaiah's dilemma. A seraph who was in attendance flew to Isaiah holding a live coal and touched Isaiah's mouth with it. He then proclaimed that Isaiah's guilt had departed and his sin blotted out. The Lord then said these words, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" Isaiah's confident reply was, "Here I am, send me." In the book of Exodus, the Lord first approached Moses through a burning bush. This painting that we'll see by Jean-Baptiste van Loo depicts this scene. Moses is asked to humble himself and show reverence to God, and is then asked by God to bring the Israelites out of Egypt. Moses made excuse after excuse, 5 in all. Moses asks God, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt?" Then he asks God how he might identify God when the Israelites asked after their rescuer. Then, "But suppose they don't believe me or listen to me?" Then Moses admitted to God that, "I've never been eloquent. I'm slow of speech and slow of tongue." And finally, Moses begs God, "Oh my Lord, please send someone else." It is only when God displayed anger towards Moses that Moses stopped his objections. Now, moving on to the New Testament, Matthew tells us about a rich young man's question to Jesus. "Teacher, what good deed must I do to have eternal life?" Jesus provides an answer, and the rich man replies, "I've kept all of these. What do I still lack?" When Jesus answers, "If you wish to be perfect, sell your possessions and give the money to the poor, and then come and follow me." The young man leaves grieving, for we are told he had many possessions. This painting by the German artist Heinrich Hoffmann says it all. The rich young man hears Jesus' invitation to follow him, but he turns it down. He preferred riches on earth rather than the riches in heaven. We've heard Isaiah saying, "Here I am, Lord." We've heard Moses presenting objection after objection. The rich man asked questions, but then declined to follow Jesus. What about Mary, the mother of Jesus? As I mentioned before, in the Church of England lectionary, the 15th of August is a non-specific feast day of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Let us examine Mary's response to God's call. Now, this painting by the Baroque Italian painter Francesco Albini captures Mary's response beautifully. The context is this. In Luke's Gospel, we learn that God sent an angel to Nazareth to the Virgin Mary. "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He'll be the Son of God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." This affirmation by Mary is later followed by Mary's song of praise to her God when she visits her relative Elizabeth. The song, the Magnificat, continues to be chanted in plain song in the Church of England at evensong. There are also some lovely other recordings based on this particular event. Isaiah and Mary didn't volunteer. God called them by name, and both answered in the almost the same words, "Here am I, Lord." How would we answer when God calls upon us? May I volunteer to be the guinea pig in answering this divine call? Yes, God. But can you tell me what it is you want me to do? I'm retired, you know. My brain is not as agile as it used to be. I'm married and have commitments in chaplaincy and the church already. I will have to watch my finances. I sound just like Moses and the rich man, don't I? So let me rethink this. Our all-knowing God has already worked out things for the immediate future, the longer term, the impact on family, my health, my worldly and heavenly riches. The magnitude of the task God is asking me to perform could be unknown. It could be known. It might not be a matter of leading Israelites out of the oppression of the Egyptians. It could be a matter of giving up my worldly possessions, picking up the cross of our dear Lord. It could be more humble but important tasks, leading a home group, establishing a post-COVID support group, becoming a PCC member, volunteering at our primary school, and so forth. When I was in a state of personal turmoil some 22 years ago, a work colleague sent me a return to church Sunday. My response was, "Here am I, Lord." In hindsight, my response would be the same if I was asked the same question today. Blessings just keep on coming, and I'm very much listening out for God's next summons to me. The question I now need to pose to you and at home is simply this. How would you respond when God calls you? Would it be the rich young man turning away, grieving from Jesus, like Moses making excuse after excuse? Or like Isaiah and Mary who boldly say, "Here am I, Lord, come."